Masechet Avot Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalid, Mishnah says, Yosef ben Yo'ezer, Ish Sereda, Yosef ben Yohanan, Ish Yerushalayim, Kibelu Mehem. These two sages, Yosef ben Yo'ezer and Yosef ben Yohanan, they received the tradition from them, talking about both Shimon HaSadiq and from Antignosh Ish Socho. They studied under Shimon HaSadiq first, and then when he passed away, they continued under his student, which was Antignosh Ish Socho. This pair was a zug. They were the two sages who partnered together to lead the Jewish people. The first one mentioned over here, which was Yosef ben Yo'ezer, was the Nasi, the president of the Beit Din, and the second one, Yosef ben Yohanan, was the Av Beit Din, was the head of the Sanhedrin, the second in command. They taught us the following. Yehi betecha bet va'ad l'hachamim, that your house should be a meeting place for the hachamim, for the rabbis. Open your house, be very welcoming for people to come in to study, especially the hachamim. When they gather, when they're getting together and they want to hold their meetings, they'll feel comfortable to call and to ask you to use your home. The benefit to you would be when you have wise people around, even though you may not pick up on every nuance of the discussion, halachically, it may be very deep, it may be very complex, but of course a person is going to absorb some sort of chokhmah, wisdom from them, character traits, building midot, like a person who walks into the perfume shop. He may not buy anything or leave with anything, but automatically he leaves with a certain smell. Secondly, ve'heveh mit'abek ba'afar raglehem, sit before them and become dusty with the dust of their feet. Two explanations are brought down by the Bartinura. Become a person who studies Torah with the scholars of the generation in the times of the Mishnah. The teacher would sit on a chair and the students would sit below him at his feet. So become dusty with the dust of the feet of the Hacham. As you're sitting below him, he may move his feet and you're going to become dusty by whatever dust he kicks up. Number one. Secondly, also, always follow him. Chase after the Hachamim. When they're walking, they'll kick up some dust behind them, and you should become dusty in that dust because you're following him, you're watching him, you're observing him, you're accomplishing the great task of being meshamesh talmidei hachamim, serving Torah scholars. Automatically, you'll also pick up a tremendous amount of knowledge from just watching them. And lastly, drink their words with thirst. When somebody's trying to acquire Torah, they want to become a Talmid Hacham, they have to be like a person who's super thirsty, that they're never going to be satiated. Drink as much water as you can. That means take in as much Torah as you could absorb. Never stop. Be like somebody who's constantly thirsty and needs more, as opposed to somebody who's full and he doesn't even want to taste anything. If a person's satiated, he's full and he can't fit anything anymore, you can bring him the biggest delicacy in the world. You can bring him something that's so delicious and he'll reject it because he has little interest in it because he's so full. And it could be like that person also. If a person is not looking for Torah and he's not interested in wisdom in a big way, then any type of hidush that's brought to him, any type of teaching of Torah, he'll reject and he'll not feel a passion for that. So these are the pieces of advice that these two great sages gave us.